freedoms in order to ensure safety of our entire society. Thank you. President, colleagues, the Republic of Armenia in 2016 adopted a new electoral code, the draft of which was submitted for international assessment, and the code adopted as a result of reform of electoral legislation in line with the ODIHR of the OSCE and the Venice Commission. Received positive results. This was based on a consensus of government and oppositional forces. The code includes new legal provisions which ensure an unprecedented and full level of transparency, as well as due and full reporting at all stages of the electoral process. Regular parliamentary elections in 2017 were conducted under this new electoral code. In addition to new institutions laid out in the code, at polling stations there was a new procedure for recording of voters, which excludes any possibility of repeat voting. It is noteworthy that the new parts of the electoral code pursued a single goal, boosting the level of public trust. After the democratic velvet revolution, extraordinary parliamentary elections were held on the 9th of December 2018 in compliance with the provisions of the current electoral code, in full compliance with all timelines. In the final report of the ODIHR observer mission, it was identified that the elections were conducted earning the trust of large parts of the population and complying with basic rights. It was identified that the central and regional electoral commissions enjoyed the confidence throughout the electoral process. The UNDP also stated in its statistics that 74% of survey respondents fully or partially agreed that during the parliamentary elections, the Central Electoral Commission acted in a professional and transparent way. It is noteworthy that for the first time in the history of independent Armenia, the results of parliamentary elections were not challenged in court by anyone. They were recognized by all participants in the process. According to the data of the above survey, only 7% of participants in the survey expressed any doubt in the counting of the votes, and only 3% stated lack of confidence. The high level of public trust is the best possible index of assessing the electoral process. However, we must also work to improve further the electoral process on the basis of reports from international and national observation missions, and this work is already being conducted. Thank you.